Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
that's your prayer this morning? Let heaven come. 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 Hear our birth. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Here in this place. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Oh, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Oh, yours is the kingdom.
This morning.
Yes.
A God that comes to overwhelm the thing that's overwhelming us.
Yes.
And I know that's churchy. And I know that a lot of times we don't understand that phrase or what it means. But if you think about the one thing in your life that overwhelms you more than anything else, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, whether it's your kids, your parents, whatever it may be, every part of that that overwhelms you, every wrong perspective that you have or wrong perspective that the other people have, God comes to overwhelm that and to undermine that, and that can't stand against him. Every ounce of darkness in your life trembles at the name of Jesus. And so we're going to sing this song today. Some of you might know it. And I just want you to listen to the words. Focus on what we're saying because it's so powerful. It's so simple, but it's so
It's your name. It's your name. There's no other name like your name, Jesus. We assemble today for one purpose, Father, and that's to sense and recognize and to spend time getting to know Jesus. We declare this morning, Father, that we need your Son, Jesus, in every situation of our life, in every moment of our life, in every aspect of our life. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. In some settings, in some church traditions, they do these things called responsive readings, where the minister reads a phrase and then the congregation responds. We're going to do responsive this morning. It's not reading, but your response is simply this: Jesus, Jesus, all right? Will you do that? Will you do that with me? Okay, here we go. Who can conquer your pain? Who can heal your sickness? Who can provide everything you need? Who can save your family? So you're already getting tired of saying his name. Who can save your friends? Yeah, who brings you hope? Who secures your future? Who do you commit your children to? That's why we're here this morning, folks, for Jesus and Jesus alone. It's the only answer. He is the only answer. Jesus, we respond to you today. We respond to you today. No secret formulas, no hidden mysteries, nothing that's out of reach. Simply this: Jesus, the one that came for us, the one that died for us, the one that rose for us, the one that took stripes on his back for us, the one that conquered everything that needed to be conquered for us. His name is the name. He's the one. You're our hope. You're our hope. Can you just sing his name, Jesus?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, sing it again.
Jesus,
whatever your need is this morning, would you just, this is how you ask him right here. You just call on his name.
Jesus, Jesus.
I need a financial miracle. What do I say?
Jesus.
I need to be healed in my body. What do I say?
Jesus, Jesus.
I got family members that need to be saved. What do I say?
Jesus, Jesus.
Got things going on in my relationships. What do I do?
Jesus, Jesus.
Don't know what to do. Don't know where to turn. It's your name, Jesus. It's your name, Jesus. It's your name, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
We cry out to you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, we bring our needs to you this morning. Some walked into this building this morning and feel completely and totally overwhelmed by what they're facing. We offer them Jesus as the response this morning. Father, there are folks that walked into this room today that need a touch from you, a physical touch from you. I'm praying, Jesus, that you would respond, that you would walk down their row, their aisle. They would sense your presence. They would sense a touch of the Holy Spirit on their life today. God, we bring the known needs to you. We have individuals in our body that are sick. Some watching from home this morning already let us know that they were sick in the physical body. We pray that you'd touch them, that you'd heal them completely. Father, we have friends that are in dire need of a response from Jesus. We bring the Leggett family to you this morning. We bring our beloved Bishop James Leggett and his family to you as they're battling. He's battling for life right now. Life is in the balance. And if it's his time, if you're ready for him to come home, we understand. But Father, we're asking you this morning that you would intervene, that you'd bring peace, that you'd bring comfort, that he would not suffer, that he would know what your will is in this situation. But we just pray that you'd bring peace and comfort to John and to Cindy and to Joey and to Miss Faye, that you would bring comfort to that family right in this very moment. He's preached about you all of his life. He's been faithful to you all of his life. I'm praying that now you would repay faithfulness with faithfulness. that you'd strengthen them in this moment. God, for others that came into this service this morning looking for answers, looking for solutions, looking for miracles, I pray that, Jesus, you would have your way in every situation, that you'd strengthen us, that you'd establish us for your will and purpose. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're not in relationship with Him. You have not established a relationship with Jesus. I'm here to tell you, He's the only hope. He's the only one that can solve and set your life on the right path. If that's you, we will not embarrass you, but if you would just slip your hand up, you can pull it right back down. We'll know how to pray. We just want to pray intelligently this morning. I need Jesus to establish rule and reign in my life, that you, Father, seek out the lost. Help us to be mindful of the lost in our daily journeys. Father, we bring our movers to you. 10 individuals that we know needs Jesus. They need Jesus. I pray that we would not grow weary, that we wouldn't grow complacent in our prayers, that you would energize us to continue to lift up our movers, that we would continue to believe that they would make a decision for your Son. Father, those in our lives that maybe we know that know you, but they're beginning to pull back, they're beginning to go backwards in the relationship, and they're not as strong, they're not pursuing you like they have in the past. I pray that you would turn them around and that you would secure them in that relationship, and they would come back into relationship with you full bore. We ask you to accomplish all these things for the glory and the honor and the praise to your Son Jesus. To Him and Him, to Him alone, we ask that you would accomplish this for your will, for your glory, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you turn and find 3 or 4 people and love on them, but say to them, hey, Jesus is here this morning. Jesus is here this morning.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.